Welcome to episode 2 of Deliberate and Doing It Afraid. My name is Jamila Reddy, and this is a podcast about the journey towards my dreams and the lessons that come from it. Thanks for being here. Today, I want to talk about speaking yourself into existence. And this has been something that I have been doing for years now. And I've just now, where I am in my life at 31, started to understand how powerful and profound this practice is. And I want to talk about this now, not just because I think it's really important for those of us who are on journeys of self-improvement and personal development and reparenting and unlearning. People who are on a journey towards their truest self and their best lived experience. I feel like now is a time for us to be anchored in whatever that inner work is, because I have noticed and experienced time and time again that external chaos can often throw me off of my journey towards wherever I'm going. And I really want to just encourage people and remind people that it's okay to zoom in and go back to where you were in your process of bettering yourself, because that is an important offering to everyone in the world. In addition to staying anchored to our own spiritual work and to our own vision of where we want to be, I think having the skill to speak things into existence is something that the world really needs us to exercise right now. We are in a time of great change, and we all have an opportunity, individually and collectively, to vision what is going to happen after this. What are we creating from this moment? What is going to unfold? And not just taking a passive role in watching things unfold, not just being an audience member to the world happening around us, but really playing an active and engaged part of creating the future. I started to understand the power of speaking myself into existence a few years ago, when I was sitting on the couch with my best friend, Austin Monroe, and he was saying, you really should start monetizing your work. You're always giving people advice and sharing your insight, and you should just do coaching or something, you know, find a way to get back some of the energy that you put out. And I knew that he was right, and it was the pep talk that I needed to compel me to start offering my coaching services on the internet. And I made a graphic with a picture of myself, and I said coaching and consulting. I shared my rates and I posted it on Instagram. And I was absolutely terrified. I was like, I can't believe I just lied to the public and said these things about me that aren't really true. And what if no one believes me? And what if no one books anything with me? And I was just tumbling down the rabbit hole of self-deprecation and imposter syndrome until somebody sent me $300 on PayPal for a 3-part coaching package. And I, y'all, when I tell you I froze when I saw that PayPal hit my phone, I was like, what? Somebody believed me? And then, of course, I started panicking because I was like, oh my God, somebody believed me, but I lied. I'm not really a coach. I've never coached anybody. I don't know what I'm doing. And I told this person straight up from the jump, you know, I am not certified. I'm not a therapist. Everything that I know and everything that I've learned and everything that I will share with you has come from experience and study, but I have no certification. And she was like, okay, that's cool. But I had a beautiful coaching experience with her. And I realized that the only thing that was standing in the way of me not being able to make money as a coach was me being so afraid to claim that I was a coach. And once I dared to believe that I could claim this as true, it started becoming true. I started getting more clients. There have been so many roles that I've aspired to in the past that I dared to call myself, and in that audacity, I created some positive energy around them. I made them true. And of course, you know, there are roles like writer and healer that are inherently true about me, and that I've been activating those roles before I started getting compensated to do them, or even before I started claiming those roles. But the speaking them out loud and the affirmation of their potential was the magic they needed to become manifest. Another way to think about speaking yourself into existence is affirmations. These are statements of positive intention about realities you wish to believe or create. Another way to think about them is spell casting, right? There's this element of magic that you can say something out loud and you are kind of casting a spell into the universe to make it true. A really beautiful aspect to me of manifesting is that it requires you to be comfortable with visioning. It requires you to strengthen the muscle of imagination to see something that doesn't exist. So speaking yourself into existence is largely about visioning the person that you're becoming and the life that you want to live. There's a really beautiful meditation practice that I would love for you to try on your own if you feel inclined. And it's a future life, future self meditation, where you ground yourself wherever you are, you find a comfortable seat, you lie down, you bring your attention, your awareness to your breath, and you imagine what it would feel like for you to have everything you want exactly as you want it. Where you visualize what it feels like waking up in the house of your dreams, where you imagine what it feels like to spend your day doing exactly what you want to do, where you visualize and not just see it, but allow yourself to feel how good it feels, and to breathe into that feeling, to be with that feeling, to get to know that feeling on a personal and physical and spiritual level. I love this practice because it reminds me that at the root of everything I want is a feeling. At the center, the core of every single desire that I have is an emotional state. And I don't have to have the house to feel safe and grounded and at home. I don't have to have the million books published to feel proud and aligned. That all of these external goals and dreams and desires that I have, there's an inner truth, there's an inner reality that is what I'm really pursuing. And I can give myself access to that inner reality at any time. And so not only do I think that this practice is a really powerful way of manifestation, it also takes away some of that urgency of I have to get to this thing because I'm so desperate for it. And if I don't have it, I won't be able to feel the feeling that I want to feel. And it gives me permission to just soften and remember that I have access to everything that I want. I might not have access to the external thing that I'm craving, but the internal energy that it gives me, I can tap into that in this moment. And so the feeling is really the goal. The feeling is what we're after. When we want to be an artist, we want the feeling of creativity and freedom and expression and sensuality. When we want to be a millionaire, we want the feeling of security and abundance and freedom. And so give yourself permission, be deliberate about sitting in the feeling right now. And that activates the potential that pushes you towards the external, becoming aligned with the internal. When we talk about manifestation, to manifest literally means to make something evident. So when you are manifesting, you are taking what is inherent and inside of you and making it evident in your external world. So if you want to be abundant, if you are moving towards abundance in your future self, speak it into existence. Say, I am abundant, and then feel how delicious and incredible it feels to be abundant. If you want to be connected, say, I am connected, and feel how it feels to be connected in your body. This has been one of the most powerful and life-changing practices that I have done, and I'm so excited to see how it shifts things for you in your life. In the past, I used to spend so much energy thinking about where I wanted to be and where I wasn't, that I was not giving myself full access to the beauty and the joy of the present moment. And I was so obsessed with the future, with where I was going and what I was doing down the line, that I was missing a lot of opportunities in the present moment. So I just want to remind you that if you are someone who, like me, is after these really juicy and enticing future realities, it's so important to also remember that the present moment has everything you need, and to not get too caught up in forward thinking that you forget to be where you are. And meditation is a practice that has helped me stay grounded, not just my future self meditation, but just focusing on my breath and being in my body. And as a visionary and as a creator, I am constantly in this imagination mode. And sometimes I have to pull myself back and say, you know what, we're not actively creating the future. Right now, we are actively sitting in the present. So don't forget that. Don't forget that this moment actually has everything you need, and that not all of your desires can be met in the future. Some of them are really just right where you are, right as you are, right now. I want to share three practical tools for speaking yourself into existence. The first is simply to claim boldly the roles that you're aspiring to, and write yourself a bio, write it down, make it something that is not just existing in your head, but tangible, and speak it out of your mouth, open up that throat chakra and put it into the air. Tip two is related to tip number one, which is to get comfortable with the discomfort. You're going to very likely feel some dissonance when you claim a future self. Your ego is probably going to say, that's not true, or I call bullshit. And just notice what comes up when you claim the future that you're aspiring to. Start to pay attention to how your body responds and to how your mind responds, so that you can start to notice these patterns of undermining your potential and interrupt them in the moment. So whenever you affirm yourself, if you notice that there's an inner critic or an inner hater that is trying to convince you otherwise, trying to get you to believe in anything other than your infinite potential and your abundant worthiness, I want you to just tell that voice, that's a lie, or that's not real. Get in the habit of separating yourself from that inner voice that tries to diminish your power, and just recognize it. And the more you recognize it, the more you identify it, the less power it has over you, and the more power you have over your destiny. And finally, I want you to write a letter or send a message from your future self to your current self. I want you to imagine that you are yourself with all of your dreams realized in the future, and you are looking back at the person that you are today in the year 2020, and you're sending yourself a message. You're giving yourself some words of encouragement, some insight, some wisdom. What have been some major lessons that you've picked up on the journey from there to here, from here to there? What is time, right? What is something that you would tell yourself to let go of? What's something that you would tell yourself to do more of? And this exercise is really beautiful because it's a useful reminder that the person you are becoming is the person you already are. And you have all of the wisdom and insight and courage to tap into your future self and connect with the person that you're moving towards because it's inherent. Again, we're not chasing this person that is a total stranger to us. We're just getting closer to our truth. And so if you can be in conversation with your future self, you remind yourself that that future you isn't as far away as we think about it sometimes. And that you have access to all of the wisdom that your future self has. So those are my tips. I'm so grateful for your presence, for your existence, for your listening, for your willingness to be in community and to be in conversation with me. I'm so grateful, and I'll see you next week.